Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, go Jim. Bringing it on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Just afternoon here in the nation's capital. Welcome to Nats Insider. I am Dan Kolko. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. The start of summer. It feels great outside. Hope everybody's enjoying their weekend to this point. Get your barbecues going. Get your grilling going. Maybe some of you at the beach. I am jealous. A lot of you probably sticking around town. We got some baseball through the weekend at Nationals Park. Marlins in town for four games, one of which already completed. Three more the rest of the wraparound weekend series. 4 o'clock game this afternoon. 1:30 game tomorrow, and then a 1 o'clock Memorial Day game on Monday. Nationals trying to get things going in the right direction here. Good start last night. Comeback victory for the ball club. 12-10 winners over Miami. And this is kind of stunning, both on the Nationals side of things and the Marlins side of things, frankly. Going into last night's game, the Nationals had dropped 5 in a row. The Marlins had won 6 in a row. Those streaks both came to an end last night thanks to Juan Soto, thanks to Matt Adams, thanks to Anthony Rendon. Nationals swinging the lumber big time. Three balls left the yard, and the Nationals pick up a big comeback win. Current state of the National League East as we enter play this Saturday afternoon. Phillies atop the division at 30-21. Braves a game and a half back, 29-23. The Mets, off that four-game sweep of the Nationals up at Citi Field, two games under 500. They dropped last night's ball game to fall back to 24-26. Nationals at 20-31, 11 games under. And the Marlins, 16-32 on the season. Obviously not a great way that things have started for the Nationals. I don't know if you can even really say started at this point. We're nearly a third of the way through the season. But, you know, here we are. The Nationals playing under 400 ball. Have teams come back from starts like this to make the postseason before? Yes, they have. You want to be Johnny positive? Go for it. It has happened. The Nationals have belief that it will happen this year. But it's going to take a dramatic turnaround. We aired some numbers a couple days ago on our Nats Extra pregame show on Masson that for teams that had started, I believe we put the numbers at 10 games under 500 through the midpoint of May. A handful of them have come back to make the postseason as recently as the Dodgers last year, but you've got to play like 630 baseball the rest of the way out. I think we had the numbers for the Nationals as needing to win 30 more games than they lose the rest of the season in order to get there. So long odds, but there is a chance. And these boys, they're going to show up every day. You know, there might be some people out there sick of Davey Martinez's positivity, talking about how every day is a good day to get a win, talking about how he believes. But the guys in that clubhouse do truly believe. It's not just lip service. It's not bluster. They truly do think every single day that they show up to the ballpark that they're going to win a game and that they're going to do enough to get back to 500, to get over 500, and to work their way towards the postseason. Baseball players are not wired the way that, you know, maybe you or I are wired. They realize that you play 162 for a reason, and they're certainly not saying it's early because they know that it's not. But there's a lot of baseball left to be played. Positive signs of late are the following. Team is getting healthier. Pretty much all of the position players that you expected to be in the lineup, with the exception of Ryan Zimmerman, are there. The top three in the rotation has been tremendous. Juan Soto is catching fire right now, 8-game hitting streak, hitting, I believe, 500 during that span, and has jumped his batting average from the 220 range up into the 280s. So he's seeing the ball really big. Anthony Rendon has had a tremendous first half. If this guy doesn't end up on an all-star team this year for the first time in his career, something's wrong, even though he probably just wants to go back to Houston and enjoy a few days off with his family and not have to talk to anybody, certainly not talk to any reporters. But he's been awesome. So there are positives to be had here, and the Nationals will send Patrick Corbin to the mound today. He's coming off a bit of a rough one his last time out in New York. You know he's going to be motivated to turn a win last night into two straight wins today. But this is remarkable. I might be mentioning this on a near weekly basis now. The Nationals still are without a three-game winning streak this season. They have not won three straight games. They're the only team in Major League Baseball to have done that. The Marlins only have 16 wins on the season. And as I said, they entered yesterday with a six-game winning streak. So hard to win, you know, what did I say, 30 more games than you lose the rest of the season if you don't start picking up wins in bunches and winning 8 of 10 and 17 of 20. It's going to have to start happening. They're aware of it for sure. And we'll see what happens. Got a lot of good stuff for you on the show today. Talk to Chef Vince, the executive chef at Nationals Park. They're doing a lot of really cool stuff through Memorial Day weekend as far as food offerings. Also talk to us about a variety of new food options that they have at the ballpark this year that fans might not be aware of. I know everybody gets really excited every season when the Nationals release the new restaurants that are going to be contributing food to Nationals Park, the new stands that they're going to have opening up. And this was cool for me to talk to Chef Vince, who is responsible for providing food for nearly 40,000 people on a daily basis. So we talked to him. We'll play Mike Rizzo's session with reporters yesterday. I know there are a lot of fans out there wanting to hear what the general manager has to say, is where he feels blame lies. People want to pass blame. Where does Mike Rizzo feel the blame should be dealt for the way the Nationals have started this season? He'll talk about a variety of topics. We'll play that entire session for you. And then I'm going to talk to Gregory McCarthy, the senior vice president for community engagement with the Nationals, who will discuss the Nationals' relationship with the military community here in the D.C. area. He'll discuss what Memorial Day weekend means to Major League Baseball and means to the Nationals and how they plan to honor the fallen this year, and a variety of community and military topics with Gregory. That was a really cool conversation. So we'll play that later for you on Nats Insider. But first, how about this? We've been doing some awesome giveaways here on the show over the last couple weeks. This week, more of the same. How about this? Win yourself a Ryan Zimmerman signed baseball bat. 10th caller right now to our 106.7 The Fan phone lines, 800-636-1067. Start your Memorial Day weekend on a good note with a Ryan Zimmerman signed baseball bat. That is as part of a Nationals prize pack. So listen to Nats Insider each and every Saturday for Nats news, stats, inside information, and more. For details, visit thefandc.com/contests. 800-636-1067 to win yourself a Ryan Zimmerman signed baseball bat. Very cool stuff. Thank you to the Nationals for providing all these awesome giveaways. You can attend Nats games whenever you want with Nats Pass, presented by DAZN. Get guaranteed admission to every Nationals home game starting at just $65 per month. Nats Pass now offers three options and seat upgrades, so you can get the right access at the best price for you. Plus, for a limited time, get a 30-day DAZN subscription with purchase. For more information and to subscribe today, visit nationals.com/NatsPass. Stick around. More Nats Insider coming at you after this, including a chat with Chef Vince, executive chef at Nationals Park. Stick around. More after the break. Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko. And this is new for me. I've never interviewed a chef before. I'm joined now by Chef Vince, the senior executive chef here at Nationals Park. Chef Vince, thanks for taking some time, man. This is cool for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So let's start with everything that you guys have going on this weekend, because it's, you know, Marvel Superhero Weekend and everybody's all excited about that. And I know people are always so curious about the food options that you have coming into a season and any things that you have during a season to kind of mix it up. So let's talk about this weekend, first of all, and what you guys have planned here at the ballpark.
Well, we definitely want to focus on variety, and then having fun with it is always a plus. So from Marvel Day, a couple of items. We have Thor's short rib hammer. So that's going to be our 14-hour smoked short rib. We're calling it Thor because it is a giant 2.5-pound short rib on bone. The Hulk nacho, so it's going to be green tortilla chips and our regular choice of mojo pork, braised chicken tinga, or beef barbacoa on that we have in Cantina 202 portables.
Okay.
The other one is going to be our Spidey steak sandwich and our Iron Manwich. So the Iron Manwich is a shaved ribeye. We're topping it with manwich sauce. So it's going to be my take on that classic, and we're doing some caramelized onions and some parsley. On the other one, it is our true fan favorite, steak and cheese for the Spidey steak sandwich. So those are really nice inclusions that we have this weekend for Marvel.
When are all of these getting brought out to the pre- and post-game television set for me to sample and rate?
Well, we can do that on Saturday.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, that works out great. You guys sometimes do specialty hot dogs depending on opponent or time of year. The Marlins are in town this weekend through Monday. Do you have a specialty hot dog for this weekend series?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be featured in our Taste of the Majors portable. We're going to be featuring that based on the series that we're in and the opponent. So in this case, it's going to be the Miami dog. It's going to be a riff on a Cuban sandwich. So braised mojo pork, we have a Swiss cheese sauce, some pickle planks, some Dijonaise, and then obviously the hot dog. So that's going to take care of that ham factor. So quite delicious.
That's very cool. Chef Vince, the senior executive chef here at Nationals Park, joining us now on Nats Insider. And Chef, I've heard that there are some barbecue options that you guys offer at the ballpark this year. I am a huge fan of barbecue, especially as we get deeper into summer. I know that's something that a lot of people love as well. What can you tell us about the barbecue options you guys feature?
Absolutely. So barbecue is very close to my heart. I lived in the Carolinas and in Nashville for some time in my career. So it's something that we are focusing on daily, especially starting last season. We smoke all of our barbecue meats in-house. So pork butts go in for about 12 hours. We have a custom Nats rub that we put down to give that nice, we'll call it Carolina flavor for that. Same thing with brisket and then our short ribs.
And where can people find these barbecue options?
These are in Old Hickory. So they're found throughout the building, depending on the level you're in general concessions.
What I'm curious about your barbecue background. Tell me about that down in the Carolinas.
Well, no, it was just one of those things where you got to appreciate true barbecue. In this case, I got to learn it from the ground up. It was something where we started experimenting with, and then different woods. I partnered up with a pit master in the Carolinas for quite some time, and then he was able to share some of his secrets. So.
Very cool. And people can experience that at Nationals Park. That's awesome. While watching a baseball game. Chef Vince, the senior executive chef at Nationals Park, joining us now on Nats Insider. I'm curious, just from a big picture perspective, what it's like for you. You're a chef at a restaurant. You have to deal with, a couple hundred people on a night, maybe. You have to be prepared to service 35, 40,000 people on a given day or night. What is it like being the senior executive chef at Nationals Park?
And I tell you, it's exciting, right? Every day I wake up and knowing that my food, my flavors, and the way that I visualize food can touch so many folks. And it's about building memories. I remember my first baseball game as a kid, and I remember what I ate and how I felt. So that's what we're in the business of, the experience, the memories. It's definitely something that energizes you when you hear the roar of the crowd. It's almost unexplainable.
You can go to some parks across the majors, and you'll see the standard, you know, fare. You'll get the nachos with the cheese and, you know, standard hot dog, and all that's great, and, mm-hmm. and I love those options. I feel like you guys have made a concerted effort here at Nationals Park recently to provide a wide variety of options, whether it's the more upscale options, the sushi and different cuisines, different cultures being offered, whether it's gluten-free options, whether it's... It seems like you guys have really tried to provide a little bit of everything and not just the standard type of ballpark food, but really, you know, a quality dinner that people could get while also watching a baseball game.
Absolutely. And the way that I kind of break this down is if you were to be getting off of a plane, coming to Nats Park, getting back on a plane, I want to give you the flavor of the DMV in one location. With that, ballpark food and stadium food itself has changed and it's evolved. So we are looking at the fan favorites that you mentioned, the hot dogs, the nachos, and we do that great job doing that. But again, it's pushing the boundaries of what you would normally find in a more refined sit-down restaurant you can find at the ballpark. So you can just come straight to the ballpark, have a great meal, have a great experience, enjoy a baseball game, and then, you know, that's a night of it. So that's, again, and then for those that come more than once or are season ticket holders, we want to give the variety so that every time you come in, you can have a different experience, even if it's all 81 games.
Chef, last question for you. I'm curious, as someone who appreciates food the way that you do and takes such a hand in creating all of these options here at the ballpark, what are your favorite options that you guys offer here at Nationals Park? If you were to have, you know, one meal, make your way around to any corner of Nationals Park to snag something, what do you recommend for the people? What do you care most about?
Well, not necessarily care most about, but one of the things that we do an amazing job is Enzo's Pizza. Mm-hmm. We start fresh dough, delivered every day. We make our sauce, the cheese. It's simplicity, but it's perfect. I want to say that our short rib, again, is one something to really stand behind. It's amazing. I mean, we take great care in making sure that every experience on that short rib is something that's memorable. And one thing that we haven't mentioned is our district coolers. So it's one of those cocktails. It's a little trendy. It's in a bag. But again, it's a recipe that we've put together to make sure that every sip is something that you can remember and say, this is a great experience.
Chef Vince, the senior executive chef here at Nationals Park, thanks so much for the time, man. This has been cool. You guys have a lot of exciting stuff through the weekend and throughout the entire rest of the season, and appreciate you taking some time with me to go through it all.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Take another quick break on Nats Insider. More coming up after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Absolutely perfect day for baseball this afternoon here in D.C. Welcome back to Nats Insider. Dan Kolko with you. Patrick Corbin versus Sandy Alcantara at Nationals Park in just a few hours. Second game of four between the Nationals and Marlins. Nats snapped their five-game losing streak last night with a wild 12-10 win over Miami. The Juan Soto and Matt Adams homers back-to-back variety, lifting the Nationals in the late innings. Boy, they needed that win in the worst way. Before yesterday's ballgame, Mike Rizzo, general manager of this Nationals club, met with reporters on the field during batting practice. This was coming off a four-game sweep up at Citi Field in New York, a very disappointing, frustrating series, obviously, for Rizzo, for his players, for the coaching staff, and for you guys, the fans, watching those four games. The Mets had been beleaguered, in bad shape going into that series. They had gotten swept by Miami, hadn't scored a run in their previous two games, had three hits total in their two games leading into the four-game series. Robinson Cano was being benched. Yoenis Cespedes, word came out that he had a fractured ankle. Mickey Callaway, people were calling for his job. But they bounced back in a big way, taking all four games up in New York. And so yesterday, when the team got back into town, Mike Rizzo held court with reporters. And I want to play that entire session for you now. I know that there are a lot of fans out there that are frustrated, that want answers on things. And so let's just play the entire Mike Rizzo press conference, I guess you could call it, with Nationals reporters yesterday afternoon prior to the 12-10 win. And then I'll react to some of Mike's comments out of that. So yesterday, Mike Rizzo meeting with the media.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around. We're playing poorly. Believe me, I'm just like a lot of the fan base, a lot of the players and the coaching staff and the manager. It's hard to watch sometimes. But we're certainly not going to pull the plug we're a third of the way through the season. We're a big league club. We've got a talented big league roster, and we've got to play better baseball. And that's it. We're fairly spoiled in that clubhouse. We've won a lot of games for a lot of years, and we're used to winning. And it's not happening right now. But we're certainly not going to pull the plug on the season less than a third into it.
Mike, what's the confidence level right now with Dave Martinez as your manager?
Yeah, Dave. Hey, we're not making any decisions. Like I said, with a third of the season gone, and we've got a lot of season left. Davey's not happy with what's going on. Nobody's happy with what's going on. The fan base, the ownership, and myself, so things got to get better. We got to play better baseball.
From the outside, people may want to point the finger there to the manager. Can you just explain why, in this case, that may not be what you would do?
Well, everyone's got their part in it. The players have their part in it. Management, general manager, everybody's got their part in how we're playing, and just as we have for the last 8 years of how well we played. So this is a team process. As there's a lot of things that have to go right to win, and we certainly have to turn this thing around and play better baseball.
Obviously issues with injuries this year, but when it comes to the bullpen, guys that have track record numbers from the past, how do you explain a 7.01 ERA?
It's hard to explain. The stuff is there. You look at velocity, movement, again, track record of past performance, they're just underperforming right now as a group. It's something that has to improve. It certainly has to improve, and we're looking ways to fix it, but via all sorts of alternatives, the trade market, the waiver wire, and everything to see if we can fix a portion of the team that needs to be fixed. And we certainly, along with the bullpen, we certainly have to play cleaner baseball games, and we just haven't played well as a group. And with this talented bunch to be where we're at in the standings and to have our record is just unacceptable.
With a losing team, effort is always a question. Are you still seeing the effort that you want to see from the guys out there on a day-to-day basis?
The guys are getting after it. You saw today we had early work. Guys are out here at 1:30 in the afternoon on the field working out, and during the games, there's always a concerted effort to try and win baseball games. We just have to play better. We have to play cleaner baseball games and not dig ourselves such a hole to climb out of each and every night.
You mentioned it's still relatively early, one third of the season. Is there a point of the season that you would start to really reconsider of everything, that maybe to blow it up?
Well, certainly you have to have a plan in place for all contingencies, and like I said, we're fairly spoiled here, where we've had winning records. We've been in first place for a lot of this last 7 years. There's only three teams in all of baseball, I think, that have played 500 baseball over the last 7 years. So we're certainly cognizant of the calendar and where we're at in the standings, and we always have a 1, 3, and a 5 year plan in our minds, and that'll continue.
When you watch what happened Tuesday, it was one reliever, then Wednesday it's another reliever, then Thursday it's another reliever. Kind of, what are your emotions in those moments when you're sitting at the game at City Field and watching those things come on?
Like any other fan, they're gut wrenching losses, and they're demoralizing, and they're upsetting. It's just a point. We got to put ourselves in position to win baseball games. We have to play cleaner games. We have to perform better, and we have to play up to the capabilities of this roster. As you know, there's a lot of people in this group right here that predicted us to win 90, 92 games and win the division and World Series. And that was our expectation coming into this. And the third into the season, I'm certainly not going to pull the pin on that and blow it up.
So why do you think that's going to turn around? You mentioned the 90 wins. You guys have to play like 630 baseball the rest of the way just to get to that mark at this point.
We have to play better baseball, play up to your capabilities. And if we play up to our capabilities, I've said this since spring training, if we play up to our capabilities, I'll pit this team against anybody in baseball. And if we don't, then we have to reconsider our options.
We saw you on the field getting a chance to talk with Max Scherzer. We know you talk with your players all the time, but how did that conversation go? And what does he just say about how the team, the mood of the team is?
Well, I take the temperature of just about every player on the team, and we have an open dialogue, and Max is frustrated just like everybody else is, and we're trying to together as a team to kind of put together a plan that helps us get better and get out of this drought that we're in.
David mentioned the other day that he needs to find guys who can throw the 7th and 8th. It's pretty obvious. Do you believe they're on this roster right now, or?
We certainly have players that are capable with their stuff and their track record of pitching in the 8th inning and being the bridge to Doolittle. They have to perform up to those capabilities to do it.
And just last one, Make-A-Wish, Parker Staples here today. What was that like for you to give him a contract?
It was great. It was the best part of my week, easily. Easily the best part of my week. And he's a wonderful kid. And the players, just when you watch the players, when he walks up to him, is really gratifying. And we love that kid. And it's a fun day for not only for him. It's his wish, but it's also a wish for us that he has the time of his life here.
Mike Rizzo there meeting with reporters yesterday. Yeah, that last question for Mike was about Parker Staples, a Make-A-Wish kid who was at the ballpark yesterday. We'll have a segment for you showing you Parker's day at the ballpark yesterday on our Masson Nats Extra pregame show at 3:30 this afternoon. Just awesome stuff there. And, amid everything going on, kind of puts things in perspective. Parker had a chance to talk with players and take batting practice on the field. He threw in the bullpen to Sean Doolittle. Had a huge smile on his face the entire time, getting his baseball signed with all sorts of players' autographs. And that was awesome to see. So, yeah, obviously a lot in there to digest and to react to. I think, the main takeaway off the top is that, Mike Rizzo, as he said, is not going to make any rash reactions to things when you're less than a third of the way into the season. There are a lot of reasons why the Nationals are where they are right now, standings wise. And in Mike's eyes, you need more time to see things play out. This team has had a ton of injuries. They're getting back healthy. Position player wise, for the most part, they are healthy right now. So when it comes to questions about the managerial situation, about Davey Martinez and his stability in the position, Mike said right there, we're not going to make any rash calls on this early in the season. As far as a couple other points that Mike made, I was actually talking about this with somebody in the Nationals clubhouse yesterday prior to Mike's session. The Nationals have been in a situation now because of all the success that they've had in the regular season the last handful of years. You look at teams across Major League Baseball. The Red Sox
tore down their roster prior to winning their last World Series. The Yankees sold off parts and had certainly not a full rebuild, but they had a year where they were not in contention the final few months of the season. Pretty much every organization across Major League Baseball is going to have one of those years, if not more of those years, during a span. It's hard to contend consistently year after year because of the financial resources that you're allocating, because at the trading deadline, you're always adding pieces. You're thinning out your farm system by trading away minor league prospects in order to get talent that can help you possibly win a World Series. That takes a toll eventually. That adds up. And the Nationals, you know, Mike Rizzo, again, he'll say it, that they have the highest of expectations for themselves, that they've created this situation. They understand why the fan base is so frustrated, because they expect to win based on everything that's happened over the last handful of years. And certainly it hasn't resulted in the World Series that everyone in that organization, in that ballpark wants. But you put yourself in a situation to make the playoffs year after year after year, or at least be very competitive and have a chance to make the playoffs, eventually it'll impact your roster. And, you know, I think there's no doubt that the Nationals don't have the depth maybe beyond the 25-man roster that they've had in years past. Some of that is because you traded prospects away and they go on to have success with other teams, and you don't have those guys that you can reach down to the upper levels of your farm system and get when you have injuries or get when guys are struggling. So is that the only reason why the Nationals are having a tough go of it so far this season? No, certainly not. But I think that is one point that is, you know, maybe kind of glossed over a little bit from time to time, is that you find yourself contending every single year in the regular season, and it will affect you negatively at some point down the road. You're going to be picking at the back end of the first round every single year, like the Nationals have. And they can get talent there, and they have gotten talent there. But it's not the same as if you have a clunker of a season and then you're picking eighth, or, you know, you restock your organization with prospects from trading off talented guys at the deadline. So, you know, you contend, you add consistently enough. And I think that is one thing that eventually you look across Major League Baseball adds up and affects a lot of teams. We'll see how the Nationals respond. Obviously, there's more than 2/3 of the season left, and the odds are long at this point. There's no doubt about that. They've dug themselves a pretty deep hole, but a long way to go. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll ride it out and hope for the best. You can be sure to grab your tickets to the Sunday, May 26th Nationals game. First 10,000 kids, 12 and under, will take home a Kids Max Scherzer jersey presented by Harris Teeter. Spend your Sunday repping our favorite three-time Cy Young Award winner while the Nats take on the Miami Marlins at 1:35. Visit nationals.com/tickets. Get tickets for tomorrow's ballgame. Get yourself a Kids Max Scherzer jersey. Also, it pays to stay, so take a staycation here through the rest of the weekend with the Nationals. From now through May 26th, purchase a ticket to the Memorial Day weekend series. Receive a $15 credit towards concessions or merchandise. Visit nationals.com/tickets and use the code STAY. Stick around with us here on Nats Insider. When we come back, talk to Gregory McCarthy, Senior Vice President for Community Engagement of the Nationals. We'll talk about everything Memorial Day weekend in terms of how the Nationals will be honoring military members, honoring the fallen, and the relationship between the Nationals organization and the military community here in the D.C. area. More on Nats Insider right after this. Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Very happy to be joined by Gregory McCarthy, Senior Vice President of Community Engagement. And Gregory, we're into Memorial Day weekends now, always an exciting time at the ballpark for fans who get, you know, a chance to come to the yard and enjoy afternoon games and, you know, get a day off from work. But Memorial Day is, you know, an important holiday in this country. And I know that it's something that Major League Baseball has you know, cared about and obviously devoted a lot of time and resources towards in the past. But there have been maybe a little bit of a shift, is that fair to say, in how Memorial Day weekend is being approached or, you know, people are being honored and remembered this year?
Yes, Dan, that's right. It's probably no secret that virtually every game in Nationals Park is really Military Day. We celebrate the military at every single game throughout the season, and it's probably our most beloved tradition here as a team. But indeed, Memorial Day is a unique military holiday, and it's not just celebrating the military in general, but those who've actually served and given their lives in service for our country. And I think it's important for our fans to know that that's what Memorial Day is about. There are the fallen, and there are their families, and that's the day that we want to take out and celebrate them and salute them and take care of the families that are left. And so the whole game on Monday is focused on just that, celebrating and saluting the people who've made the ultimate sacrifice and helping their loved ones who are remaining.
How is that being focused upon this year?
Well, in terms of all the pregame assets, we're going to be working with Tragedy Assistance Provider Program. We're going to be celebrating with TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, which is a national organization that focuses just on helping the family members of people who died on active duty. And so we're going to be having them do the first pitch, lineup card delivery and the like. They're going to have a booth here to engage fans, and we're going to celebrate their work.
That's fantastic. Anything else specific to this Memorial Day before we get into kind of broad organizational military ties that you want fans to be aware of?
Well, it's just symbolic, but it's actually very, very important. Our players are going to be wearing the traditional red poppy on the left side of their uniform with the Lest We Forget language there. Just remember, fans, don't forget. These are the men and women who've made the ultimate sacrifice. And the right side of their New Era caps will feature the Stars and Stripes silhouetted banner with language depicting Memorial Day. And I should add, all of this is actually made possible by our presenting sponsor, SAIC, who sponsors the Patriotic Series here in Nationals Park every year, which includes today, the 4th of July, Labor Day, as well as Heroes Day in September.
Fantastic. Gregory McCarthy, Senior Vice President of Community Engagement, joining us now on Nats Insider. Gregory, you mentioned the relationship that the Nationals organization has with, you know, the military communities throughout the D.C. area. And it's something that I know that the organization holds a lot of pride in. And I'm just curious, from your stance on things or your perspective on things as to what the organization has done well in terms of fostering this relationship and improving it over the years and what you guys are most proud of.
Well, we take great inspiration from our fans, and our fans love the military. And we're delighted to be able to give our fans a platform to show their love and affection and support for our troops. So our third inning salute is perhaps the tradition for which we're known the best. We have the 18 people, their family members, down on the Delta Club landing, and our fans stand with pride and wave their caps. In addition to that, we're doing a lot of stuff actually out of the ballpark, trying to engage the military where they live, where they work, and where they recreate. So we have a new program called Nats on Base, which is basically taking a lot of our core programs like teacher training, youth baseball, softball promotion, and actually going to the 13 bases here in the region where the military live and work. So, for example, this year, we're very excited about it. For the first time ever, all 13 bases in the region, all of their intramural softball leagues will be wearing Nationals uniforms.
Very cool.
And they're very happy about it. And, you know, it was a time before, much like we have with the kids who wear our uniforms at the Little League level, they were conscious. Some teams had a better uniform than the others, and you get to the ballpark and you look at what's he wearing, what's she wearing. Now everybody is wearing the same quality uniform. They're great dry fit. They're all Nationals branded, the local team, and they're going to be playing throughout the year, and then we're going to have a tourney in the late summer, which is going to culminate in a championship game here on September 14th, where the two best bases in the region are going to come in a championship game, and it's going to be just after the 405 game on September 14th, and we hope all of our fans can come out, come to that game, but mostly stay after and salute the military and root for your favorite service as they participate in the championship game.
September 14th here at Nationals Park, there will be a Nats game that day, and then afterwards you can stay and watch the two, I guess, top bases,
That's
I
right.
guess you could say, that have advanced to the championship game, all wearing their Nationals gear on the field as they play in the softball championship. I think that's such a cool thing. And you mentioned the importance of interacting with the men and women who are you know, maybe most affected in terms of physically or mentally with their service. That you guys do a lot of work with the higher-ups, the four-star generals, the people at the Pentagon, but you mentioned that it's really important to touch the lower-ranking military members as well.
You know, there are a lot of enlisted people here that come from other places. They don't have cars sometimes, and they're off at the base. They might be homesick, and they might be wondering, what can I do? I'm in a strange city. And we want them to know you are welcome at Nationals Park. And we have a number of programs aimed at getting the junior enlisted people here to the base as our guests. And that's what it's all about, giving back to the people who are doing the most work, right? And so this year, for example, we have a new program for our summer reading program, which we've done in the District of Columbia for several years. Now every single library on the 13 bases is participating in that. And on June 21st, our great pitcher, Sean Doolittle, is actually going to host a summer read-in for military kids from throughout the region. We're going to give them books, and Sean's going to come and talk about the importance of reading and read a book with them.
And you also offer, from what I understand, a discount this year for all military members for any Nationals game. Is that correct?
That's right. It's a great discount at nationals.com/govex, G-O-V-E-X. If you go on there and you're a military member, we're happy to grant you a significant discount to every single Nats game.
That's very cool.
And I'll also add, we have a new initiative this year called Professional Leadership Exchange. So for 2 years in a row, the squadron commanders at Joint Base Andrews have come to us and said, you know, we're very good at talking about military leadership and the challenges of being a leader in the military. We'd like to hear how civilian leaders grapple with leadership issues. So all the top base commanders, all the top squadron commanders, all the top wing commanders from Joint Base Andrews have come out 2 years in a row, and they sat down with us, with our senior vice presidents, people from all around the NAS community, and we've talked about what are the similarities, what are the differences in combating leadership issues in the civilian world and in the military world, and it's been a great success. And like most things that we do with the military, while we hope the military gets a lot out of it, we certainly get a lot out of it. And our execs here have said they have a greater appreciation for what the military does, but also some of the insights the military have said about how they operate are actually really applicable here in the baseball world. So it's a great thing.
Gregory McCarthy, Senior Vice President of Community Engagement, joining me now on Nats Insider on this Memorial Day weekend. Gregory, I was fortunate enough a few weeks ago when members of the organization, players, staff, went over to Walter Reed, the rehabilitation center for military members and their families. And that was my first time getting a chance to go over there with members of the organization. It was incredibly moving. And I know that, you know, from being there and speaking with those men and women and their children, their family members, that are stationed there and rehabbing there, how much they appreciate the organization taking the time to go over there, and players on, you know, they don't get a lot of time off on a few of their off hours at home going over and spending time with them. But I know that this is something that also deeply impacts those players and those staffers that take the time to go over there. So I'm just, you know, if you could just share your experience in the benefits both ways, both for the men, women, and their families, and also coming back towards the players and what it means to them.
That's right, Dan. It's a wonderful tradition. We've heard from the patients over there and their families and their doctors that the interaction with our players is enormously helpful. And it's a strong part of the healing process that those men and women are going through at the hospitals. The fact that our players take the time, they go over, and it's not just camera time. It's sitting down and talking one-on-one time. It's talking about the fears and experiences that they've had, and also talking about, you know, before I was a player, I had something traumatic in my life, and you guys can get through this. And so the doctors tell us it's part of the healing and very, very powerful. And our players, we have no problem filling the bus with players. They like doing this. They like giving back. And they all come back, and to a person, they say, I think I got more out of this than the patients did. I feel like I gave a little, but I also learned a lot, and I got inspired by the courage and the dedication that these men and women have displayed. And I think that makes us probably better ball players, but certainly better citizens and better people. And so it's a great program.
Certainly agree. And I 100% felt that way as well from my time over there. Gregory, thanks so much for the time, my man. And we're looking forward to everything this Memorial Day weekend. And thanks for all that you guys are doing to honor and, you know, bring in military men, women, and their families here to Nationals Park.
Thank you very much, and happy Memorial Day to one and all. And remember, it's about those who have fallen and their families, and remembering them and supporting them.
Amen. Gregory, thanks again. That'll do it for Nats Insider this week. Ballgame at 4 p.m. today. Patrick Corbin and Sandy Alcantara. Nationals going to try and win back-to-back ballgames. Head on out to Nationals Park through the rest of this Memorial Day weekend. Games today, tomorrow, and Monday afternoon as well. Everyone have a terrific Memorial Day. Enjoy the time with your families, your barbecues, your beach time, whatever you got going on. And as always, truly appreciate all of the sacrifices that our military men and women make, especially those who have fallen. And have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone. We'll see you out at Nationals Park and talk to you next week here on Nats Insider.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.